Well, let me say a word about the council, because you brought that up first. Another great grace in my life was a relationship with the Cardinal George of Chicago. I had the privilege of living with him at least part-time for about 5 years, and of course he had tremendous reverence for John Paul II, so we talked a lot about him. Cardinal George used to say, what people miss is that Vatican II was a missionary council. He said, unlike, for example, Nicaea, Chalcedon, Trent, even Vatican I, it wasn't there to settle major doctrinal issues. There was indeed doctrinal development at Vatican II. So under the aegis of Newman's notion of development, that certainly happened. But as John the 23rd saw, and Francis George reiterated this, what they wanted to achieve was the act now of bringing the richness and treasures from the church into the world. So like Lumen Gentium, bring the lumen of Christ to the Gentes. That was the purpose of Vatican II. And so some of these adjustments in language and style and strategy that Rocco was talking about, that's all subordinate to the missionary purpose of Vatican II. Rocco cited Balthasar, the great book that he wrote in the 50s called Schleifung der Bastionen, right? The knocking down of the bastions. What he meant was the church, he thought, was crouching too much behind its medieval walls. And it was keeping its treasure, if you want, to itself. The idea was to knock down the walls, not so much to let the modern world in, but to let the church out. Let the beauty and treasure of the church out so as to transform the world. Thanks so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, I encourage you to share it and be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel.